St. Simon's Island.
Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think, right? And it really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
I don't care what radio, I don't care what radio show you listen to, we have the best intro on the planet.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I kind of like the old DX kind of D-Generation X.
That was
you ready? I like that.
That was my group, man.
You like DX?
Yeah, like the old Shawn Michaels. That's like the DX Shawn Michaels. That's my favorite wrestler of all time.
I like the Showstopper. Heartbreak. Yeah, I like him.
Yeah.
He's pretty good.
Heartbreak going on a lot in college basketball.
Yes, it is right now.
March Madness has arrived.
It has, and it's here in full force. And all these bandwagon Duke fans know that full scale this morning. Like, you shouldn't have told me you were a Duke fan. You should have not told me that. I'm going to ride you this whole show about being a Duke fan.
That's okay. We got a lot of national championships.
Like my buddy just told you on Facebook Live, what time do they play today? What time's tip-off for the Duke game today?
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch, obviously. Kip already in rare form. On the Bishop Media Sports Network, 912-275-7017. We will take your calls today, 912-275-7017. If you miss any of this show, we'll stream it live on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com. We're Facebooking live, myself and Kip. And this segment is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Pharmacy, Jessup Furniture, and by Nat's Landing.
All the best brands, Bassett, Ashley, Hooker, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all, living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road, across from Barbarito's, same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff, same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
So we're gonna talk a good bit of college basketball, SEC tournament, ACC tournament. We'll talk about who's on the bubble. We'll do some NFL draft today stuff as well. So we're gonna start with the SEC tournament. We're in the state of Georgia, so we're gonna start with the University of Georgia. They're probably on the bubble. I really, really, really think that they needed to beat Kentucky to be able to get into the dance. They didn't do it. I don't think they're in.
Georgia can go ahead and make their annual reservation for the NIT. That seems to be their destination of the postseason here recently. And, man, I don't know about Mark Fox. Did they bring him back?
No.
You've got the SEC Player of the Year in Mayton, Yonte Mayton for Georgia.
Agreed.
And you can't get in the NCAA tournament with him. He's a consensus all SEC player, probably the SEC Player of the Year, and you're 18-15 with good players.
You ended up getting a 12 seed in the SEC tournament of the 14 teams in the SEC. You're 12th.
They did win two games though. They beat Vanderbilt, which everybody beat Vanderbilt, but they beat a decent Missouri team that I think is going to be in the tournament.
Missouri was a 5 seed. Georgia was a 12. Georgia took them down in the second. Well, really, it was kind of the first round because Georgia had to do the play-in game, basically. And so they got in, beat Vandy 78-62. Scraped by Missouri 62-60. and then just could not, and I mean it, could not hang with Kentucky.
That's kind of role reversal. Kentucky never seems to be able to hang with Georgia in football, and it's the same for Georgia against Kentucky in basketball. Kentucky is the blue blood in the SEC, always has been in basketball, probably always will be, and Georgia for some reason cannot seem to ever get over that mental hurdle as it relates to Kentucky basketball.
The best there is.
They
the
are.
Best there was, the best there ever will be in the SEC.
But they're playing today, Kentucky. Duke's not. You never told me what time that tip-off was. Yeah.
Alabama's a 9 seed. They upset the number 1 seed, Auburn Tigers, and so they're in the semifinals. They'll get Kentucky. Kentucky was the 4 seed, so Kentucky and Alabama in one side of the bracket, they'll play at 1. And then Tennessee and Arkansas. Tennessee's the 2 seed. Arkansas is the 6. Arkansas took down Florida 80-72, and then beat South Carolina in the first round 69-64 to get to the semifinals. So recap, Alabama, Kentucky, Tennessee, Arkansas in the SEC semis.
You know, Alabama to me yesterday was a bubble team until they beat Auburn. I think they got in with that win yesterday, and they're playing on house money right now. Bama is.
Alabama is definitely no doubt now into the tournament.
You know, at the end of the season,
they're Bama, a lock, just like Duke's a lock.
Yeah, Duke's a lock, but yeah. What time are they playing today? You can't seem to answer that question. I mean, who are they playing? I mean, I like to watch good basketball. What time they play, I'll tune in on the TV.
The segment sheet there says SEC basketball.
Okay. SEC, here's the teams I think that are in the tournament. Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, and Missouri. I got A&M, Texas A&M, and Mississippi State on the bubble. I got Georgia as a bubble team, but Georgia's not getting in with an 18-15 record. I'm just a homer for Georgia. They're going to the NIT. That's who I think's in. Auburn, Tennessee, Kentucky, Florida, Arkansas, Alabama, and Missouri. And A&M's got some talent. They have good players, but they any given day they could beat anybody. And Mississippi State's just one of these teams that just they get down, play defense, get up in you, and just make you work for everything. And
yeah, they gave Tennessee all they wanted.
Yeah, Tennessee's a good team.
I think Texas A&M. I agree with you. Is probably more so on the bubble, but I think they're out. I think I think that loss to Alabama on that buzzer beater, the dagger in their heart.
Probably so.
Dagger in the coffin. I think they are done. I think they'll be going to the NIT as well.
Mississippi State, I don't know. They're definitely a bubble team. We'll see. We'll just see who all, wins and loses in these rest of these tournaments, because that's going to factor in where a lot of these teams land.
Man, it's a great point, though, about Georgia and how good they should have been and how good they actually are, according to their record.
Think about the games Georgia blew. I started to say not a good word on the radio, but think about the games Georgia blew at the end. They lost to South Carolina twice. I mean, they lost to Tennessee and Auburn, gave games like that away down the stretch. I mean,
and then they find ways to beat Florida twice.
Beat Florida twice. I mean, they're like Jekyll and Hyde. You just never know what you're going to get with Georgia. And there's a lot of people speculating about Mark Fox's future in Athens. I mean, he's been there, 9 years now? And it's been a while, 3 or 4 years now since they've made the NCAA tournament.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply, best friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call, 912-275-8255. $95.95 or find them on Facebook. And for a limited time, give them promo code BISHOP and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mowry Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama, Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simons. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com.
The best private club value in the Southeast? Brunswick Country Club, 4 miles north of the St. Simons Causeway on Highway 17, an original 1938 Donald Ross design restored by Mark and Davis Love. The best year-round course conditions in the Golden Isles and now offering special membership packages. Contact Dan Hogan for more information or check out brunswickcountryclub.com. brunswickcountryclub.com.
Welcome back to the Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show.
I'm in Kip the break, Bishop. I said, Kip, you're bringing us back. Got back it.
I got caught up in the music, man. Welcome I'm sorry. Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show.
In the break, I said, Kip,
the worst co-host in the history of co-hosts. He just does his own thing. Kip, you're bringing us back. Got it, man.
Got it.
Busy Sick comes on and he just zones to another place. He's no longer in the studio with me.
I was in the club.
50 Cent comes on and he just zones to another place. He's no longer in the studio.
And here we go. As good as James Harden has become, how in the world did the Thunder not win a title when they had Harden, Durant, and Westbrook? Here it comes, the madness of March. Kobe Bryant got an Oscar for his magnificent acting effort, passing off as a good dude. Richard Sherman to Atlanta. Yes, yes, yes. Who cares if he works out on the field? He would be a great soundbite for the sound of the week. Serena Williams, you are not the best mom of all time. Let's give it a little bit more than 6 months to make that judgment. Steph Curry, so you rolled an ankle. Get over it. I do it all the time when I'm putting it down on the court. Hashtag Jason Bishop should be in the NBA. LeBron lists the 4 teams that he would sign with as a free agent, and the Hawks aren't on that list. Alabama will likely hire Bush Jones as an analyst. Yes, great move, Saban. Maybe he will screw that up just as awesomely as he did the Tennessee program. Tiger Woods will likely not win another major, but he is still a better golfer than Kip Branch. And these are my thoughts.
No!
I tell you the truth, each and every week, right here on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch, you get nothing, but I'm changing my nickname from J. Bish to the truth.
Wow. To the truth.
You get nothing, but I'm changing my nickname from J. Bish to
the truth.
You took it over.
I thought that was Allen Iverson's nickname.
Well, Tiger's in contention right now. Tiger's tied for the lead in a tournament down in Florida.
Wow. Tigers
playing well. The ratings go up for golf, brother. There's no denying that. Just like when Kip Branch is here on Saturday on the Jason Bishop Show, the ratings go through the roof. That's the truth.
This segment.
Speak to me truth.
This I can't even.
That's the truth.
I can't even.
This segment.
Speak this to segment me is brought to you by Urgent Med Plus and Urgent this Med One, Pyramid Roofing, and by Brogan's.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's. All the locals will tell you. Brogan's in the village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island.
The best hangout spot on St. Simon's. All the locals will tell you. Brogan's in the village.
That's not all. Happy hour.
Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island.
Come upstairs for the best overlooking for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Island has to offer. Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com.
Come on
now, they got some, they have a great black and chicken sandwich
for the best
too,
view overlooking St. Simon's Island has to
Brogan's
offer.
Got good food.
Brogan's in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead and pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com. Now they got some, they have a great black and
good
chicken
place
sandwich too, and some good sweet potato fries.
Are you ready to talk ACC
Brogan's
tournament, or are
food
you still thinking about Brogan's?
No. Brogan's fries would be pretty good though. But we talk ACC tournament. What time does Duke play today?
Brogan's. No, honestly, Brogan's fries would be
what
pretty good.
What time they play
though
today?
We talk ACC tournament.
You
what
the
time
truth,
does Duke
tell
play
me
today? What time they
no
play
comment
today, Jason?
No comment.
Virginia is the number one seed in the ACC.
No comment.
Duke.
No comment. Virginia is the number one seed in the ACC.
So Duke's flying back
Duke
home to get in front of whatever they do, their players' lounge or whatever, to watch the NCAA selection show to find out where they're going to be as a three seed, right? Duke will probably be a two seed.
They'll be a two seed.
Yeah.
They're going to be as a
Carolina
three
wins
right
today, they'll be a two seed.
Duke will probably be a two seed.
They'll be a two seed.
Virginia's a number. Virginia's a lock as a number one seed.
I don't know if North Carolina wins, even if they win the ACC tournament. I don't think that gets them to a number two seed.
That's Roy.
Today, they'll be a two seed.
That's a lot of clout there. I mean, you wouldn't
Virginia's
know.
Virginia's a number.
Duke,
Virginia's
when
a
you say Carolina,
I don't know if North Carolina.
We're not talking about South. When you say Carolina in March,
gets them to a number two
you know
seed.
You're talking about North Carolina.
That's
Carolina, period.
Carolina.
South Carolina,
that's
people call South Carolina.
I mean, you wouldn't know because
the rest of the world, when somebody says Carolina, you know they're talking about North Carolina, and it's primarily because of the basketball program.
The rest of the world,
so I don't like
somebody them says Carolina, you
but it is what it is.
You know they're talking
speak
about
to me
North
true
Carolina, and it's primarily
so Virginia is the number one seed. They beat Louisville,
like
who was the nine seed.
It is what it is.
Then they took down the
speak
number four seed
truth
Clemson. They're in the ACC championship game. North Carolina, their path. They got a first round bye. They beat Syracuse.
North Carolina.
They beat Miami, which was an upset. Miami is the three seed. Remember now, North Carolina is a six seed in this ACC tournament.
Yeah, but they tied for second in the league standings and the tie, all the tiebreakers.
They got a first round bye. They beat Syracuse.
So
they beat
the
Miami, which was an upset. Miami is the three seed. Remember now, North Carolina
in the
is a six seed.
Final four
in this ACC
of the
tournament.
ACC tournament. North Carolina lucked out against Duke in the end. Found a way to survive.
North Carolina
and got to the.
They were up by 10-12 most of the second half.
What happened in the last minute of that basketball game?
And got to the.
They were up by 10-12 most of the second half.
What happened in the last minute of that basketball game?
Virginia and North Carolina. You're right. Win or lose, Virginia's a one seed.
Virginia's a good basketball team. And Virginia, the thing about Virginia, they can play defense, and they make you play at their pace.
I mean,
and that's something Carolina's got to get
Virginia
out.
Virginia and North
today
Carolina, you're right. Win or lose,
it's
Virginia's a one seed.
Because if they get in a half-court
and
game with
Virginia,
they're
the thing
trouble
about Virginia.
This is the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop
defense,
Media Sports Network.
The
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
Pace.
Boy, I wish the Kip Branch part of it was not a part of it today.
Wow.
912-275-7017. I will take your calls via the Pristine Water Landline. We'll play your Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design. Do we want to do that now? Let's just step in and do it now. Play the Greenscapes, Landscape, and Design sound of the week. Here's the scenario. So we all know Serena Williams is now a mother.
And
she plays.
Here's the scenario.
She was asked a question about using a banned substance. I believe it was back in the 2014 French Open during a recent tournament that she played in or a match that she
mother
played in and won. She
and
was asked the question.
She played
and she played the
she
mom
asked
card
a question
That's one thing I take pride on, especially having a daughter and having a kid. I'm never going to be able to look my kid in the eye and say, Mom cheated or Mom did something like that. That is totally irresponsible.
She was asked the question, and she played the mom card.
Be careful where you tread there, Truth. Got a lot of female listeners out there. Be careful now. I'm listening to you. I'm looking at you. Something's wanting to come out, but it's
got a lot of female listeners out there. Be careful now. I'm listening to you. I'm looking at you, and you something's wanting to come out, but just you're trying to figure out how you gonna say it.
Moving on. Hey.
I refrain from moving any further for the fear that I may be reprimanded or fined.
I refrain from moving any further for the fear that I may be. Reprimanded.
That's one thing I take pride on, especially having a daughter and having a kid. I'm never going to be able to look my kid in the eye and say, Mom cheated or Mom did something like that. That is totally irresponsible.
So just because you're a mom, that automatically gives you a free pass on ever being, you're a mom, so therefore you're not a cheater, is basically the angle that she's taking. I'm a mom, therefore I'm not a cheater. I'm a mom, therefore I am beyond cheating.
That automatically gives you.
That's what she's saying. I'm a mother, so therefore I don't cheat.
It's basically the angle that she's taking. I'm a mom.
Yeah, just one of the reporters randomly asked her. She apparently had taken a substance on the ban, or a substance, yeah, substance on the banned substance list.
I'm a mother,
she was sick, and that substance, according to her, was a decongestant that she had gotten permission to take so that she could play in the finals of the French Open. Whatever tournament that was.
Yeah, substance on the banned substance list.
Man, I'm sorry.
She was sick,
but we go from ACC tournament, and you take a French Open tennis.
And that she had gotten permission to take so that she.
What are we doing here, man? Anyway, back to the ACC basketball tournament. The teams that are in, my opinion, are Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, Clemson, Miami, FSU, Louisville, Virginia Tech, on the strength of beating the number one team in the country.
Clemson, Miami,
the only team that beat Virginia in the
FSU, Louisville, Virginia Tech, on the strength of beating the number one team in the country.
Notre Dame will probably get in because they're Notre Dame, but I don't think Syracuse
on the bubble, I got Notre Dame.
I don't think Virginia Tech gets in.
Notre Dame will probably get in because they're Notre Dame.
I mean, Virginia's 29-2, and one of those losses is to Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech's a 20-win team. I don't know.
Think Syracuse
that's
will.
Their resume.
I don't think Virginia Tech gets in.
Most people have them as a bubble team. I kind of think their ends is because they beat Virginia. We'll see.
Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water and pristine master roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barberito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Linn County. Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B. And Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883. And on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316. Or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com.
The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling across from the Jane Macon Light. Pulled pork sandwiches, ribs, turkey club, and of course those famous battered fries you can't find anywhere else. 912-275-8271 to call ahead. Max Barbecue is locally owned and operated by the same family for over 30 years. Monday through Saturday, 11 to 8. The legendary Max Barbecue, now in Sterling. 912-275-8271 and give them a like on Facebook.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. MCA officially announced the hire of their new coach, Tony Glazier, at a meet-and-greet held out in Darien on Thursday night. Glazier has spent the past 5 years at Liberty as the defensive coordinator and has coached national recruits Richard LeCount and Raekwon McMillan. The Panthers made a Sweet 16 appearance last season. Glazier will take over full-time after the end of the school year. The Southern Sports Fishing Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday mornings, 10 a.m., 93.7 WPQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
One of our, obviously we've told you we're on Facebook Live, and one of our Facebook Live followers that is currently watching the show on Facebook Live says that if North Carolina wins today, they're a number one seed, and I'm here to tell you, brother, that ain't going to happen.
One of our, obviously we've told you we're on Facebook Live, and one of our Facebook Live followers.
Okay, this segment is brought to you by Georgia Sea Grill, Sea Palms Coastal Realty, and Big City Cleaners.
I'm here to tell you, brother, that ain't going to happen.
No, I think they're number two at best if they win the tournament.
It's a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on Lake Simon, we have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning,
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all of your dry cleaning needs a reality.
And free delivery to St. Simon's. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Circle, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Corks Cleaners, 6201 Alpham Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
That was fantastic. We went through a script perfectly.
There you go.
That is a first.
That was fantastic.
A first for the Jason Bishop Show. Kip Branch.
Hold on. First.
A first.
A first for the Jason Bishop Show.
This just in, Kip Branch reads a sponsor script perfectly on the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
I left out a sentence at the end that said, what time does Duke tip off today?
On the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch.
So it wasn't perfect.
At the end it said, what time does Duke tip off today?
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
You just call yourself the truth, man. To say this is the truth with Kip Branch.
On the Bishop Media Sports
Network.
You just call yourself the truth, man.
That's good. That's
you say this is the truth with Kip Branch.
Jason, the truth Bishop.
That's you.
That's what I do.
That's what you do.
You just told me. That's good. That's going to stick.
I've been given the truth on this show since 2016.
I hear you, brother. I'm hearing. I hear you. So we good.
The NFL draft coming up.
The Cleveland Browns, though, have been wheeling and dealing the last couple of days. They hold the number one and the number four pick in the draft. They went out and got Jarvis Landry,
been
traded for Tyrod Taylor, sent
Deshaun
Kaiser to
the
Packers.
They're making moves.
Cleveland's serious about winning.
I think they want Baker Mayfield.
I do, too.
I think they'll draft whatever their need is at number one. All indications is that's going to be Saquon Barkley, and then they'll draft Baker Mayfield at four.
I think they
and Tyrod Taylor will be the starter
until Baker's ready.
Because
right.
If they don't get him at four, the Jets will get him at six. I think the Jets want Baker Mayfield really, really bad.
Here's your draft order for the top five. We'll do top five. The Browns, the Giants, the Colts, the Browns, and the Broncos. Your Atlanta Falcons are drafting at 26. Jacksonville Jaguars are drafting at 29.
Your Atlanta Falcons are drafting.
The New England Patriots, by the way, are drafting at 31. And of course, you know, when I think New England Patriots,
Jacksonville Jaguars.
When I think New England Patriots. I think about us as the number one rated sports show in all of Southeast Georgia.
New England Patriots, a dynasty. You call them a dynasty, don't you?
Yeah, they've been to 8 Super Bowls in 17, 16 years.
I mean, they've won their share.
I think about us,
5-3
in
the Super Bowl.
Sports show in all South
Georgia. They are there.
Okay, they've had a good run.
You call them
Atlanta at 26.
Yeah, they've been to 8 Super Bowls in
when you make the playoffs,
16 years.
You usually pick in the 20s.
Won their share. What are they, 5-3 in the Super Bowl?
They are there.
Falcons need some defense. Falcons need a
corner. Atlanta at 26.
I think they'll probably end up going defense. You got to think they're picking at 26.
Yeah.
I think that they'll probably end up taking De'Ron Payne. I think he'll still be there at 26 out of Alabama.
Ooh, that's a run stopper in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Yes, it is. I think
they're probably going to lose Grady,
he'll still
right?
Be there at 26
right.
Out of
so I think that's where they're going to go, and I think he'll still be there at 26.
That'd be a good pick.
Because they're probably going to lose Grady, right?
Right.
You know,
so I think that's where they're going
to
go.
The secondary.
I think he'll still be there at 26.
Little help. But they, Falcons are a good team. Offensively, when that offense is clicking, they're as good as anybody. They just need a little help on that defense.
With the Jags, I think they're probably going to address some offensive line issues. Try to bolster that offensive line, make it a little bit better. They're solid defensively. I think wide receiver will be another direction they look at as far as filling their roster because they're going to be hurting at wide receiver when all is said and done with all the contract moves.
Try to bolster that offensive line, make it a little bit better. They're solid defensively. I think wide receiver will be another.
Well, they just inked Mercedes Lewis to an extension.
Their roster because they're going to be hurting.
They do need some help at tight end.
When all is said and done with all the contract moves.
I think he's gone free agent, so they'll need to plug somebody in there. They need help on that offensive line. They want to run the football, and I think Coughlin goes out and he probably.
They do need some help at tight end.
They'll probably draft two or three offensive linemen. That's the biggest area of need to me for the Jaguars.
They need help on that offensive line. They want to run
wide receiver.
The top five picks of the draft. Most folks think that the Browns, or at least this mock draft, I say most folks. I'm looking at a mock draft right now.
Top five picks of the draft. Most
Josh Rosen, they think is going to go number one of the Browns. Obviously, with the Browns shipping their backup quarterback
Josh
to Green Bay, they're going to draft a quarterback in one of the first pick or the fourth one, one or the other. No question about it. Josh Rosen,
they're going to draft a quarterback one of those first
possibly
the first pick or the fourth one, one
to the Browns. And I think it's pretty much set in stone that the Giants are going to draft
possibly
either Sam Darnold or Josh Rosen, one of those two guys at number two, whoever's still there.
Eli's he's long in the tooth.
For the Browns. And I think it's pretty much set in stone that the Giants are going to draft.
If the Browns don't take Saquon Barkley, which, to be honest with you, I think they will, he'll probably fall to the Colts. Minka Fitzpatrick, an interesting pick. If the Browns take a quarterback at one, Minka Fitzpatrick to the Browns at four.
Minka Fitzpatrick.
Fitzpatrick's a good, he's a guy now. He can play corner or he can play safety. He's one of them hybrid guys. And if you watch him when he was at Alabama, when he was playing well on that defense, he was like the best player on the football field. And I mean, he'll probably
on that defense.
He may start out at corner in the NFL, move to safety if he can't handle it at corner. But he can play both of those roles, and those guys are a needed commodity in the NFL.
The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's A-L-A-N, Tucker, A-T-T-Y.com.
Locals know where to find legendary island favorites, great service, and live music. Nat's Landing at 310 Redfern Village on St. Simon's Island has that laid-back atmosphere you've been looking for. With a full bar and American fare from burgers and wings to fresh seafood and salads, you are sure to find something for everyone. If you've lived here forever or are just visiting and like to have a great time, come by from 11:30 to last call. As always, free beer tomorrow, and we hope to see you soon.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System, treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org.
That's 912-466-7340.
Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simons, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simons. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burger, 634-8688, and Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altema Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia, 264-3813.
All the best furniture brands. Magnolia Home by Joanna Gaines, Ashley Furniture, Universal Furniture, and more. Jessup Furniture has it all. Living room, dining room, home office, and even outdoor furniture. Best service, largest selection, and the absolute best prices in Southeast Georgia. Located on Scranton Road across from Barbarito's. Same low prices, same quality furniture, same friendly staff. Same Jessup Furniture you know and love.
When playing on any field, you need a team of professionals behind you to assist with the win. Sea Palms Coastal Realty totally gets this and has the team to get it done. Whether you are buying, selling, or renting, Sea Palms Coastal Realty's team is undefeated. Stop by our St. Simons Island office located in Sea Palms Resort or call us 912-638-6660. And you can always find us online at seapalmscoastalrealty.com.
Take a look at some of the teams that are on the bubble that may get in, may not get in, and we'll figure all that out. This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Ranch
and we'll figure
on the
all
Bishop
that
Media
out.
Sports Network. We'll take your
Bishop
calls
Show with Kip Ranch
912-275-7017. You can stream any of the show on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We're on Facebook Live, Jason Bishop's Facebook, Kip Ranch's Facebook. I think you could probably also link yourself through the Bishop Media Sports Network Facebook page and the Southern Sports Editions Facebook page. This segment brought to you by Catch 228, Alan Tucker, Greenscapes Landscape and Design, and by Brunswick Mower.
The home for oysters on St. Simons Island. Catch 228 now enjoys the extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss Happy Hour. Happy Hour daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redford Village. And don't forget Catch's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May the 20th, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228. And George is the best bartender in the
State Simon's Island. Bar none. Redfern Village. And don't forget Ketch's 9-year anniversary party on Saturday, May the 20th.
He's the man.
Redfern Village,
the AP Top 25 for the college basketball world consists of going into the conference tourneys. Consisted of Virginia, of course, at number one. Villanova and Xavier, you got to figure that with Xavier losing, they're probably not going to be a one seed. They're probably going to fall to a two seed.
Xavier probably a two. I can't see two number one seeds coming out of the Big East. Can you?
No. Michigan State at four, Duke at five, Gonzaga, Michigan, Cincinnati, Kansas, and Purdue to round out your top ten. The reason I'm telling you this is because odds are, of those ten teams, obviously eight of those probably are going to be your one seeds and your two seeds. So we're having the debate here. If North Carolina wins against Virginia, North Carolina sliding themselves all the way up to a number two, and I don't see that happening because I can't imagine of any of those teams that end up with a two seed that North Carolina is going to bump them out of a two seed. Tell me I'm wrong.
Virginia's a one seed for sure.
Sure.
Villanova's a one seed.
Yes, they are.
Gonzaga's going to be a one seed because of their geographic location.
Out west.
And there's no other teams out there that high. So Gonzaga will be number one. And then we got one more number one seed. Michigan State lost. Okay?
I think Cincinnati's going to end up with a one seed.
No. And there's no other teams Spence out there may be right. That high. So Gonzaga will be Cincinnati will not get a one seed over Carolina if Carolina wins today. Go through the rest of that top ten. Okay? Let's look at three. Xavier, I don't think they're a one seed. Four, Michigan State. No. They lost to Michigan for the second or third time. Right. They're not going to be a one seed. Okay. Duke just lost to Carolina. They're not a one seed. Gonzaga will be.
Michigan's got seven losses. I don't think that you can give them a one seed, even though they won the Big Ten tournament.
It'll come down to who the committee. Maybe picks as a one seed, Carolina or Michigan.
I think it comes down to. I think it's Cincinnati. I think Cincinnati. Yeah, I think Cincinnati gets your other number one, and then and now we're getting into our two seeds, which get a lot easier. We just mentioned Xavier. I think that Michigan probably you can make an argument winning the Big Ten tournament would be a number a good number two seed. Duke of course is there. Michigan State is arguable. Purdue, who got to the final in Duke, of course, Kansas. Kansas is a lock for a number two seed.
Oh, Kansas is going to be a two seed.
Yeah, so I can't sit here and say that North Carolina, if they beat Virginia, is going to bump any of those teams to be a two seed. No. North Carolina is a solid three.
Carolina wins the day. They are no worse than a two seed.
No.
They're going to be a two seed. See, Ed, no. we have these debates. North Carolina
is solid three.
I'm trying to educate you so you don't factor in the history as it comes into selecting these seeds. Carolina,
they're going to be a two seed.
If they put Carolina out west as a one or two seed, Carolina people are going to travel to go to the games. I mean, they factor all that stuff. Carolina is going to be a two seed, win or lose today.
Carolina.
My name is Jason Bishop. And I tell you the truth, North Carolina is not going to be a two seed. They don't have the resume over some of the other candidates to be a two seed. And I'm changing my nickname again. It's no longer Jay Bish. It's no longer Truth. It's Jay Truth.
North Carolina is not going to be a two seed.
Again, let me qualify. Let me qualify over some of the by other saying that I'm not a North Carolina basketball fan.
And I'm changing my nickname again.
Did you just say they don't have a resume? To be a two seed? They beat Duke twice?
Not,
where's Duke ranked?
Not over the teams that are ranked ahead of them. No, their resumes
are
better.
They beat Duke twice? Where's Duke ranked?
Not over
the teams that are ranked ahead of them. Let me ask you this question. You own a company, and you're hiring for a job.
Let me ask you this question.
And you got North Carolina's resume versus everybody else's resume that's in the top 10. You're hiring the best person available.
And you're hiring
that
for
person's
a job,
not North Carolina.
And you got
they don't
North
get the job. It works the same way.
I mean, you got by that logic. Everybody else is ranked in the top 10. Other teams
you're
are
hiring the
Carolina.
Best this person available.
I'm looking at their resume.
That person
what they've
not
done.
North Carolina. What Carolina? They don't
done.
Get the job. It
I
works
mean,
the same
11,
way.
They had a bad year in the ACC. They went 11 and 7.
By that logic,
in the
how
ACC.
Can you say that other teams?
I mean,
are
what are they like? What's their record?
Because they're ranked higher.
I'm looking at their resume. What they've done.
I mean, Carolina's
they're 22. Kip, I mean, come
they
on.
11, they're 22
and
9.
They're 22
and
9. You can't give a 2 seed to a 9 loss team.
What are they like?
They don't have a 2 seed. I'll call you about 6:30 tomorrow. I'll give you a call and say, man, I tried to tell you before.
You
made yourself look bad on the radio. Carolina's going
to
be a 2 seed.
To a 9 loss team.
You could go. They're in the top 10 right now. You know they're going to move up just by getting to the ACC tournament final. We're talking about ACC. You're talking about resumes. We're talking about maybe 10 teams from the ACC getting in the tournament. You're sitting here saying Carolina does not have the resume and they have a championship game against the number one team in the country.
They've got 9 losses. You don't get to just close your eyes to that. You don't get to just, well, they're in the ACC championship game, so we're not going to pay attention to the 9 times that you lost this season. that doesn't work that way.
They're playing in the best conference in America.
They still lost nine times.
They lost seven conference games, but nine overall.
Well, let's start doing that in the SEC football world, too. Well, you lost four games, but you're playing the SEC, so we'll put you in a national championship game.
What happened in Alabama?
They lost one game.
One game is about the equivalent of losing six or seven in college basketball.
I mean, it's roughly the same thing.
But you're playing the SEC, running through, you know, going 36-1 and something like that every year. I mean, ACC is a tough basketball conference, the best conference in college as it relates to basketball.
I mean, it's roughly the same thing.
You're talking about one, two, three, four, eight or nine teams going to get in the tournament from the ACC, and you're sitting here saying Carolina doesn't have a resume. Come on, man.
You
got to
do better than this.
J.
Truth
is
telling you
two,
North
three,
Carolina
four,
will not be the number two seed, win or lose against Virginia.
Spring is just around the corner, folks, and that means grass cutting season is upon us. Make sure you're ready by having your equipment serviced now. Go see the true professionals at Brunswick Mower Supply. Fast, friendly service you can trust. Conveniently located at 6203 Altama Avenue, pickup and delivery is also available. So go see the hometown folks at Brunswick Mower Supply. Mention this commercial and receive 10% off your service.
Your new local roofing experts? Well, that's Pyramid Roofing. The roofing experts at Pyramid Roofing believe in being professional, courteous, and getting the job done right the first time. And they guarantee their work. So give Pyramid Roofing a call. 912-275-9595 or find them on Facebook, and for a limited time give them promo code Bishop and receive an additional 10% off. Pyramid Roofing, we keep you covered.
The home for oysters on St. Simon's? Catch 228. Catch 228 now unveils their extended oyster selection from all over the world. Maine, Canada, Nova Scotia, Prince Edward Island, and more. Also, don't miss happy hour, daily specials, Bloody Mary bar, and an assortment of frozen daiquiris. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village, 228 Redfern Village, 912-634-6228.
That yard getting out of control? Or you just want your yard to be the best looking in the neighborhood? Greenscapes Landscape and Design is your answer. Pressure washing, irrigation, and full nursery with tons to choose from to make your yard pop. Swing on in to Greenscapes Landscapes and Design at 6743 New Jessup Highway or give them a ring at 912-602-0954. Greenscapes Landscape and Design, your landscaping solution. That's 912-602-0954.
Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports This Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern Sports.
This Southern Sports Edition is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. MCA officially announced the hire of their new coach, Tony Glazier, at a meet and greet held out in Darien on Thursday night. Glazier has spent the past 5 years at Liberty as the defensive coordinator and has coached national recruits Richard LeCount and Raekwon McMillan. The Panthers made a Sweet 16 appearance last season. Glazier will take over full-time at the end of the school year. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network. Be sure to tune in to the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch Saturday morning at 10 a.m. 93.7 WPQO.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
Urgent Med is more than just an urgent care clinic. Urgent Med is now accepting primary care patients and accepts most insurances. With two locations to serve all of Glynn County, Urgent Med Prime, 5248 New Jessup Highway, just off I-95 at exit 36B, and Urgent Med Plus on St. Simon's in the Winn-Dixie Shopping Center at 106 Retreat Village. Walk in anytime and get in, out, and on with your life. In Brunswick, 912-264-1883, and on St. Simon's, 912-434-9316, or check out Urgent Med online at urgentmed-1.com. Yes! We all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled water and pristine coffee? Yes, you heard me right. Pristine Water will deliver purified, chemical-free, highly oxygenated water
and Pristine Master Roast and other coffee favorites weekly. All condiments and supplies available, creamers, sugars, etc. Pristine Water, 912-264-9233, 166 Key Circle Drive. The best hangout spot on St. Simon's, all the locals will tell you, Rogan's in the Village. Best salads, burgers, and wings on the island, and the best grilled chicken Swiss anywhere. But that's not all. Happy hour, 4 to 6, and come on upstairs for the best view overlooking St. Simon's Sound the island has to offer. Brogan, in the Pier Village on St. Simon's. Call ahead, pick up 912-638-1660 or online at brogans.com. Big City Cleaners and Quartz Cleaners have joined forces to make all your dry cleaning needs a reality. Whether you're on the mainland or on St. Simon's, they have you covered and have been doing this for almost 60 years combined. Laundry, dry cleaning, fluff fold, alterations, and drive-through service to get you in, out, and back to what you do best. Free delivery to St. Simon's. Big City Cleaners, 24 Midway Square, next to Certified Burgers, 634-8688. And Quartz Cleaners, 6201 Altema Avenue, across from Mike Murphy Kia. 264-3813. Gold Niles Pharmacy is your new hometown pharmacy, conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama. Gold Niles Pharmacy is not some fly-by-night pharmacy chain, locally owned and operated by Matt Donato. And yeah, you know him. Matt is a BHS and UGA grad. Free delivery to the mainland and St. Simon's. Drive-through and low competitive prices. 912-266-8140 and online at goldnilespharmacy.com. The attorney you need to kick butt and take names? Alan Tucker. Whether you need help with criminal law or a personal injury case, Alan Tucker is the attorney you need to get tough when it hits the fan. Stop on in downtown Brunswick at 9 St. Andrews Court, Suite 201, or schedule an appointment, 912-267-7123, online at alantuckerattty.com. That's alantuckerattty.com.
All right. We had a long break, so we weren't sure if we were even going to come back. I guess we are.
We're back.
Good deal.
Carolina, 2C.
Where'd my pen go?
It's going to happen. Here, you can borrow mine.
I don't want your pen.
2C.
This pen is the truth.
It's going to happen. Here, you can borrow mine.
It writes the truth.
I don't want your pen.
You sit here, you're trying to tell me that North Carolina, top 10 team in the country.
It writes the truth.
Top 10 in the toughest conference in America, the ACC, with probably 8 or 9 teams getting in. You're telling me they're not going to be a 2C.
In the toughest conference in America, the ACC. With probably 8 or 9 teams getting in, you're telling me they're not going to be a 2C.
Is that what you're saying?
Found my pen.
I mean, you've been saying, I want to leave this show today with the listeners out there saying that you are saying North Carolina does not have the resume to be number 2C.
This is the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. We'll take all your calls, especially right now. 912-275-7017. If you miss any of the show, you can stream it on demand. TheSouthernSportsEdition.com. We're on Facebook Live, myself and Kip.
I mean, Duke would be playing today if they had the old format in place.
We're on Facebook Live, myself
in the conference tournaments. They could be playing.
Duke would be playing today if they had the old format in place.
Can I finish this place
for
thank you. This segment is brought to you by Max Barbecue, Pristine Water, and by Brunswick Country Club.
Yes, we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service here in the Golden Isles, but did you know that Pristine Water also will service your home or business with purified bottled
water? This segment is brought to you by Max Barbecue.
Yes, you heard me right.
Pristine water and by Brunswick
purified
chemical-free,
yes,
we all know Pristine Water for their unrivaled pool service
Master
here in the Golden Isles, but
other
did you know
favorites
that Pristine
weekly.
Water
all condiments
also
and supplies available,
creamers,
sugars, etc.
Pristine
Water, 912-264-9233-166.
Yes, I am telling you, North Carolina does not have the resume to get a 2C. That's what I'm saying. They've got 9 losses, Kip.
They're going to be a 2C. Toughest conference in America. I mean, yes, you're looking at Virginia, North Carolina, Duke, Clemson, Miami, Florida State, Louisville, Virginia Tech, NC State, Notre Dame, and Syracuse, all with opportunities to get into the NCAA tournament. Who are their bad losses this year? You're over there looking at their schedule now, trying to convince yourself that you're right.
Who are their bad losses this year?
They got blown out by Michigan State, 63-45. That's about right.
That was early in the season.
Did they lose the game?
Blown out by Michigan State, 63-45.
That's a bad loss.
They lost to Virginia. I know that. Virginia beat them.
Did they lose the game?
They lost. They lost to Duke. They lost to Miami one time.
Lost to Florida State, 81-80.
Florida State's a good team.
They're not going to get in the tournament.
Yes, they are.
They lost to Virginia. I know that. Virginia beat them.
Some people say they're in. Some people say they're a bubble team, but they'll be considered for the tournament.
They lost to NC State, 95-91.
NC State's going to get in the tournament, probably.
They lost to Virginia Tech, 80-69.
Virginia Tech's probably going to get in the tournament.
They lost to Clemson, 82-78.
Clemson's going to be in the tournament.
They lost to NC State.
They would be playing Duke in the consolation game today
in
Madison Square Garden if they still had a consolation game.
That
would be what time Duke.
North Carolina lost to Miami, 91-88.
They lost to Duke, 74-64. In Madison Square Garden,
they're doing
the tournament,
ACC tournament. Go through those little
spots. That would be what time Duke's tipping off today.
They beat Syracuse, how bad?
78-59.
Okay, how bad they beat Miami?
82-65.
Okay, and they beat your Duke Blue Devil last night.
Okay, how bad they beat Miami?
Well, they survived my Duke Blue Devil. Okay. They didn't beat them. They survived them.
They was hammering Duke, man. Up until about 3 minutes left in the game, Duke had a little run at the end.
Man, they was hammering Duke, man.
And if Grayson Allen hits that shot right there at the end, Duke wins that game.
Duke had a little run at the end.
Yeah, they do.
You know the old saying about hands and butts, right?
And if Grayson Allen hits that shot right there at the end, Duke wins that game.
No, they don't.
I'm not going to say on the radio, but I'll tell you
what. You know the old saying about the hands and butts, right?
No. I'm telling you the truth. This is what I do.
Carolina is a number 2 seed. And I will say this.
I'm not going to say it on the radio, but I'll tell you.
There's
going to
be a lot of debate over one of the number 1 seeds. And you're looking probably at if Carolina wins.
Okay,
you're looking at a
Carolina
debate between
number 2 seed.
Michigan.
And I will
Cincinnati.
Say
in North Carolina for that final number one.
You're taking North Carolina from a cinch three to a debatable one? Are you kidding me?
Look at the ones that are left for the remaining one seed. Michigan won the Big Ten tournament, okay? Xavier lost in the Big East tournament.
From a cinch three to a debatable one.
Cincinnati, I don't even know what they did.
Look at the ones that are left for the remaining one seed. Michigan won the Big Ten tournament. Okay.
What did they play like?
Xavier lost in the Big East tournament.
Conference they played. Carolina will be a 2 seed.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.